as we're going through here, I might hit a couple groundhog holes here. Whoops, okay.
Lionel Greenwalt drives across his 100-acre farm to where the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank gleans a field of sweet corn. While Lionel and his children pick an average of 400 dozen ears of corn each morning, right now, they have more corn than they can sell.
It was kind of rainy this summer season, and we weren't able to get into the field to plant every 5 to 7 days. So what happens is we have a lot of corn all comes together.
That's where gleaning comes in. Since 1991, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank has picked excess food crops on area farms that might otherwise go to waste. Gleaning is an ancient practice, so old, in fact, that the Old Testament commands farmers to leave the corners of their fields unpicked so those in need can harvest for themselves. Lisa Scales, CEO of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, says it's important for people within a community to take care of one another.
I think there's a responsibility. We want to have thriving communities. Thriving communities benefit our whole entire region of southwestern Pennsylvania.
Lionel Greenwalt pulls up behind the food bank truck. His is just one of 35 farms that allows food bank volunteers to glean crops throughout the season. 7 volunteers work their way through 4 rows of corn. Kit Egan is a doctor who took a year sabbatical to pursue non-medical interests.
And I wanted to see what the farmers who feed us, what their experience is. I can't believe what these people do to grow crops to feed all of us.
In the row next to Egan is Beth Galazi. She normally spends her days making ultrasounds of the heart.
Well, the first thing is to feed people, and the second thing is you really appreciate the work that goes into a farm and the earth, how it produces. If they may look at the roots of the corn going, it's just phenomenal. It's like another planet, but it's ours.
An ear of corn grasped around its middle has the same feel as the business end of a baseball bat. Under rustling shade, gleaners sidestep down the 6-foot-high rows of corn, wrenching the ear away from themselves and down with a flick of the wrist. After an hour or so of picking, the crew takes a break. Jack Greenwalt, Lionel's father, approaches the group. To the volunteer's amusement, he's munching an ear of corn he's just pulled from the field.
I love it. I've ate it my whole life. I mean, that's how I'll go to the cornfields, and that's how I sample whether it's getting ready to pick or not.
Jack farmed for 65 years before open heart surgery made him slow down last year. He doesn't remember exactly how he got hooked up with the food bank, but he says he's glad he did.
We don't like to see it go to waste. I mean, there's a lot of food value there. We said we didn't want to see it. You know, there's people hungry in this country. And if I can do them some good, I mean, I go that route.
Volunteers gleaning on Greenwalt Farm is exactly the kind of local involvement Pennsylvania Representative Dave Reed has in mind when he talks about addressing poverty in Pennsylvania through his Empowering Opportunities Initiative.
It's not like you're sending your tax dollars down to D.C. or Harrisburg hoping something comes back to your community. You're actually seeing the people in your community you're helping. You're seeing where that food goes.
Reed, chairman of the House Majority Policy Committee, says direct involvement is one way to make tax dollars go further.
Our folks are much more aware of the folks within their own communities that are struggling. And when I think folks have that awareness, they're a little bit more conscious of the decisions they're making and more willing to help kind of shift some of those resources around to help other folks.
At Pittsburgh's Homewood Brushton YMCA on a Saturday morning, resources are being moved on a vast scale. 2 lines of people wrap around an outdoor playground. In the middle are pallets of farm-fresh potatoes, apples, collard greens, and onions, augmented by pallets of canned and frozen goods. This is the other side of gleaning. The morning's food distribution is one of 16 direct distributions within the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank's Produce to People, or P2P, program. Connor Seitz-Bohm is the program's coordinator. He manages the logistics of distributing the 3.6 million pounds of food P2P clients receive each year.
It's around 400 clients, maybe more than that, depending on the distribution, and 20,000 pounds of food per distribution, sometimes more.
Seitz-Bohm says that as the recession continues unabated, the number of families he's seen coming to the food bank for help continues to grow.
Every month that we have been doing this, more people have come.
Candy Avery is one of those newer clients. She waits in line with her grocery bags.
My husband's job is seasonal, so a lot of money has stopped coming in. And you're hungry and your stomach, you know, it hurts sometimes, you know, and you have to get out here and do what you have to do.
The food bank's gleaning program provides people like Avery with fresh produce they might not otherwise be able to afford.
When I go in dining rooms more often than not, I walk past wishing, you know, I have to settle for, you know, canned goods here and there. But the fresh fruits and vegetables are the big deal here.
Current debate about federal food assistance has raised a pervasive assumption about poverty. Looking around at his clients, Seitz Bowen challenges the often heard argument that people who are in poverty struggle because they're not working hard enough.
I mean, the new jobs that are being created during the recession aren't the jobs that were there before the recession. They're minimum wage service jobs for the most part. And minimum wage service jobs don't pay enough to really get people together.
Daryl Williams, a longtime volunteer at the Homewood Distribution and a cook at the Hilton Garden Inn, agrees.
You working, they think that's going to feed you. About time you pay your bills and everything, usually they come down to food shopping. You may not have enough to go food shopping with.
Again, Lisa Scales, CEO of the food bank.
Over half of the people we serve each month are kids and seniors. And so we serve a very vulnerable population. The families and the households we serve, a third of them have a full-time wage earner and still are having difficulty putting enough food on the table.
Seitz Bowen says that food bank clients don't ask for help just because they can, but because they need to.
I mean, nobody wants to come through this line at 10 in the morning and get food. People want to earn a good wage for a good day's work. People want to go home and spend that money feeding their family, clothing their children, sending them to school, and getting on with their lives.
For Ethan, a 5-year-old just starting kindergarten, the Saturday morning outing isn't about food assistance or gleaning or combating poverty. It's about one of his favorite things to do.
We eat fruit.
And what's your favorite fruit, Ethan?
Apples.
Why?
And bananas and oranges and broccoli.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Margaret Krause.